Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen on 1320 WILS. It seems that hiring an ex-convict is something that many companies hesitate to do, but one Michigan businessman says that former prisoners are often the most productive workers and that there should be more of an effort to employ them. That's Mark Peters. He's the CEO of Butterball Farms in Grand Rapids, and he joins me now to explain. Welcome to the program, Mark.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing today?
Very good. Now, you run the largest dairy supplier of specialty butter and premium butter in the country. So tell me, how many former prisoners have you hired, and what kinds of positions have you hired them for?
Wow, that's a great question. I can't even answer that. Over the years, we've hired a number of people for entry-level positions in our plant. We have a couple in staff positions or mid-management positions in our organization.
You say they're often the most productive members. Why is that the case, do you think?
Well, and that's part of this study that I'm trying to get other employers to engage with me on. Fortunate or unfortunate, about a year and a half ago, we added some new processing technology and had to reduce our direct labor force by two-thirds, which ended up being about 90 people. And when we did it, we used a matrix to decide who was going to get laid off based on about six different factors that included, educational opportunities people had taken advantage of, attendance, review scores, things like that. And what I learned later, about a year afterwards, in talking to some of our employees who were former had prison records. None of the people that worked for us that had formerly been incarcerated got caught in that downsizing. And what I found out is that this group of people that comes to work for us is extremely grateful for just having an opportunity, and they don't tend to switch jobs. And when educational opportunities come along, they realize the importance of advancement.
Do most businessmen and business owners, do they avoid typically hiring those that have prison records?
I know there's an effort in the state of Michigan. I don't know if it's a national effort. It's called Ban the Box. And there's, quite often on applications, there's a box that says, have you ever been convicted of a felony? And people check it. They're supposed to check it. And you hear stories, right? I mean, people who don't check it get hired. Then they find out later, they do a background check, they found out that they did have a felony, and so then they get terminated because they lied on their application. You hear those stories. And then you hear stories about employers that, if that box is checked, they just don't hire people. Do employers not hire felons? Yeah, I think that there's employers out there that just don't do it.
I'm talking to Mark Peters. He's the CEO of Butterball Farms in Grand Rapids. So does Butterball Farms now have a specific policy of trying to hire a certain percentage of felons?
That's a great question. We do not have a policy in terms of percentage. We're probably, my estimate, because we don't have a goal around it or anything. I would say maybe 5% of our workforce, 3 to 5% of our workforce, and we currently employ about 160 people.
So when you look at when someone comes in and they do have a record, a criminal record, maybe time in prison, do you look at the nature of the crime when it comes to a serious physical crimes like assaults?
Our HR department sort of makes those calls, and I think one of the great things about now having a reputation for hiring, not having that be a barrier to getting a job with us, is it makes the conversations a lot less threatening to the applicant. It's a tight knit community because the people will come here because they know that they will have an opportunity to work here if we have a job opening and they've got skill set for the job. So it makes those conversations a lot easier to have. We don't have a lot, our work environment is not such that people aren't in, close-knit situations with one or two other employees. It's pretty open, lots of people exposure, and so there's not a You know, we've never had any issues with it.
Well, what about fellow employees that work side by side? I mean, a lot of times there can be conflicts at the workplace. It's actually quite common. Are there concerns on their part about working with someone that may have been in prison if there is an escalation in a personal conflict at work?
Right. You know, and I love this question because the assumption is that if that happens, the person who's coming out of the prison system is somehow a riskier employee. And I think that, first of all, conflict management, you need to have a good management staff to deal with that in your organization, regardless of whether you hire, you know, people coming out of prison or not. But one of the guys that I was talking to about this said, you know, I was a much worse employee before I ever went to prison. He said, I knew I could get a job anytime I wanted one, so it didn't matter if I got in a fight at work or I quit. He said, now, I need my job. So his tendency would be, his answer would be, you know, I tend to stray, I'll stay out of that fight more now than I would have before I was incarcerated.
Now, you're inviting CEOs and senior hiring executives for a January 19th meeting to explain why hiring former prisoners is good for business and the community. What is the benefit to the larger community? And does this indicate a meeting like this that there really is a standard in business of not hiring felons?
Now, you know, it's interesting because as I talk to companies in Western Michigan, what I'm finding is that there's companies that do this. There aren't any best practices around it, though. They tend to do it, you know, somebody thinks it's a good idea, another organization approaches them because they're doing a transitional work program and they need to place the people coming out of transitional work, so they, you know, go knock on doors and find employers that'll try it. But there's not any best practices around it. And so, you know, my motivation in trying to get other employers involved in doing this is we need to develop some best practices. You know, Goodwill, Hope Network, 70x7, Jubilee Jobs, and many others that are doing the transitional work piece, which is that piece, you know, after release before going to sustainable or full-time employment. A lot of times those are 90-day programs. At some point that job ends, which means those people have to find full-time or some kind of work. And if they don't, you know, their options start getting limited. You know, and we've got to, you know, our communities, depending on who you read, our recidivism rates are between 60% and 80%, meaning that, you know, when somebody who's been in prison runs out of options, the likelihood of them going back to prison is pretty high. That's a huge cost in our community.
Finally, do you think that box that asks you, have you been convicted of a felony, do you think that should be removed from the standard job application form?
You know, quite honestly, I've stayed out of that debate. I think it shouldn't be a filter. You know, it shouldn't be a reason somebody gets a job or doesn't get a job. I do think it's important information at some point for an employer to know, especially if there's, you know, they're considering a position that might be particularly problematic. For, you know, depending on the crime, a particular type of crime. So at some point in the hiring process, I think it's an important piece of information for the employer to know. I'm not quite as passionate about whether the box is there or the box isn't there as some people are, but I'm pretty passionate about it not being a filter, carte blanche for whether somebody gets an opportunity or not.
Mark Peters, CEO of Butterball Farms in Grand Rapids. Mark, thank you so much for joining me.
All right.
I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. We will be right back.